Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 3rd. The mother involved in a Norwood homicide case has been sentenced. The mother of the two victims, who were found dead in a vehicle near Norwood in September of 2017, was sentenced on Tuesday in San Miguel County District Court. In July, Nashika Bramble was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder for her role in the case, which involved a group of travelers on a spiritual journey. They banished the girls to a car and withheld food and water while praying, chanting, and awaiting the end of times. From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KOTO's Kara Pallone was at Tuesday's sentencing and has this report.
As Judge Carrie Yoder told Nashika Bramble Tuesday morning in San Miguel County District Court, "They cried out and you did nothing. Day after day, you left your two small children to die in a car littered with trash. You treated them no better than garbage. Your behavior was monstrous, and the buck stopped with you." Yoder then handed down two consecutive life sentences without parole for Bramble's role in the deaths of her two daughters, Michaela Roberts, age 10, and Hannah Marshall, age 8. The sentencing comes 2 years after the bodies of the girls were discovered in a car on a Norwood farm. They were withheld food and water and died amid empty trash containers sometime during the summer months. A total of 5 adults were arrested in connection to their deaths. One is in the state hospital, having been found incompetent to proceed with her trial. Another had his trial and is serving his sentence. Madani Seus has a trial set to begin January 13th in Gunnison. And Alec Blair, who invited the group of religious travelers to his property in Norwood, will be sentenced on October 31st in Telluride. 38-year-old Nashika Bramble of Georgia had her trial in July and was convicted of 2 counts of first-degree murder. The defense has maintained that the ringleader of the group, Madani Seus, brainwashed the others and manipulated them, and that they didn't save the two girls out of fear. Yoder said that Bramble has shown she's not one to be manipulated, but has displayed manipulative behavior herself. Her appearances in court have been surprising and her behavior disrespectful at times. Bramble's attorney, Harvey Pilewski, said in court Tuesday that they will appeal. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
Environmental groups are suing the federal government over the operation of a key dam on the Colorado River. Luke Runyon reports.
The lawsuit targets a 20-year plan for Glen Canyon Dam in northern Arizona, which holds back Lake Powell, the country's second-largest reservoir. It's a key water storage pool for the 40 million people who rely on the Colorado River. A coalition of 3 environmental groups is suing the Bureau of Reclamation, the federal agency that crafted the plan, saying it failed to fully examine all possible scenarios for the dam's operation, including decommissioning it altogether. John Weisheit is conservation director with Moab, Utah-based Living Rivers and one of the plaintiffs.
If we're going to have 20 to 30% less water in the next 30 to 40 years, then all these plans aren't going to work.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Arizona, and if successful, could force the federal government to craft a new plan. I'm Luke Runyon.
From the Colorado News Connection, the latest Colorado Health Institute survey found the number of people in the state without health coverage was holding steady at around 6%. But for Colorado's community health centers, uninsured rates are on the rise. Eric Gladys has the story.
At River Valley Family Health Center, which serves Delta, Montrose, and Olathe, the number of uninsured patients rose by 4% in 2018. CEO Jeremy Carroll says because centers offer discounted fees for people without insurance, that bump is significant.
We only charge $15 on a medical visit for anyone who's under 100% of the federal poverty level. That cost to River Valley is significantly more, $150, $160. So we have to write off that difference.
Community health centers cared for 40% of Colorado's uninsured in 2018, and in some centers, 85% of patients don't have insurance. Coverage by Medicaid also dropped significantly last year by 2%. Carroll says since centers rely on Medicaid reimbursements to defray the costs of uninsured care, that revenue loss can make it difficult to continue providing services. Community health centers have also seen a spike in the number of patients scared to stay enrolled in Medicaid and keep their children enrolled due to concerns about a new federal public charge rule. The rule has changed the way people who are planning to apply for a green card access public benefits, and some patients are avoiding regular checkups. Carroll says continuity of care is important for patients' well-being, especially for people with conditions such as hypertension and diabetes.
And if they don't come in until they're really, really bad, it takes months to get them stabilized again. Or, worst case scenario, we're going to have to put them in the hospital. That costs the system much more money.
Other results of the Colorado Health Institute survey mirror what centers are seeing statewide: a rise in the number of patients accessing medical, dental, and behavioral health. Between 2014 and 2018, more than half of the state's safety net centers added behavioral health care, and more than a third of centers added on-site oral health services. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And this is from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. The Bureau of Land Management is offering 51 parcels in its next round of oil and gas leases that are up for sale. The parcels, which total 39,256 acres, include 8 in Mesa County and 2 in Moffitt and Rio Blanco counties. The bulk of the parcels are in Jackson and Los Animas counties. As of Tuesday, the public is being invited to offer comments on the pending sale. The sale includes 7 parcels southeast of Colburn and another one southeast of DeBeck. This sale comes on the heels of the BLM's finalization of its September sale, which was completed Thursday. In that sale, 73 parcels were up for grabs, but only 49 were sold. The bulk of the parcels were in Garfield and Rio Blanco counties. The September parcels, which included 42,148 acres, sold for a total of $601,541. By law, Colorado receives 48% of proceeds from each lease sale, with the remainder going to the U.S. government. Last year, the BLM sold 103 parcels totaling 67,890 acres for about $5.7 million. Comments on the next round of leases must be made by October 15th, and there will still be a one-month protest period after offers are accepted on January 24th. The final sale is to be announced on March 26th. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, October 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.